Graham Shapiro, lovely to hear from you. I'm sorry that I kept you waiting. Graham, why are processes important in business, and does anybody not think that they are?
I have no idea. But first of all, good to speak to you this way. It's nice to see you becoming more technologically advanced in there.
Honey, we've always done that. Well, we just wanted you in studio.
I said, oh, you just didn't want me in studio. But it's okay. I won't take offense to that. it's interesting about processes, and I don't know how most people feel about them, but I get the feeling that most people actually don't use them. And they're actually vital in a small business. And, you know, just to sort of explain to you the context of what I'm talking about is most small businesses are run really by one business owner who really, you know, gives all the direction to the way that the business runs, makes all the decisions. Nobody does anything big without their approval. They probably attend all the big deal, you know, all meetings which could lead to big deals and things like that. And very often then they also land up withholding a lot of the responsibility for a lot of these tasks and a lot of these decisions. And it's okay that they do that. You know, there's lots of different business owners. They have lots of different personalities. Sorry, I'm just getting used to this. I feel like I'm talking to a screen.
No, we're here.
It's a bit
Hello.
Strange.
pretend Simon's your mother.
So, you know, very often, you know, business owners won't hand over responsibility for a number of reasons. You know, number one, they might not trust that their staff know how to do things that the way that that the owner wants it to be done. Either they possibly not adequately trained, or he doesn't want to hand over such important decisions. He doesn't want to leave things out of their hands. And like I said, that's okay. But what that lands up doing is it prevents small businesses, it prevents the business from actually growing. You know, it's one of those annoying, things that people say about the business. Don't work in the business, work on the business. And a business owner, as annoying as that saying is to me, a business owner can't actually grow the business without sort of following that type of, you know, that type of attitude. You know, and I know we short on time, you know, the time slots is a bit lower, but shorter. But I just want to quickly talk about, you know, just to highlight the importance of this. So there's a book called The E-Myth. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it stands for the Entrepreneur Myth. And it basically categorizes the life cycle and three different types of people who work in a business. It talks about the technician, somebody called a technician, and that's the sort of person who does all the work and, you know, really makes the business tick. Then you've got the entrepreneur in the business. They, the dreamer and the strategist, and they dream up how everything must happen. Then you've got somebody who pulls them both together, who makes sure that the technician can do the work in the way that the entrepreneur envisions the strategy to happen. And that type of person is called a manager. Now, the way you actually do this is by standardizing the way that things are done in the business. The standardization is not there to say, okay, we're going to be boring now. We're just going to do it this way and this way and this way. It's really there to give a framework of how the business operates. So say, for example, a business owner doesn't want to let go of the sales process because he doesn't really trust that people know how to sell the way he does. He doesn't really trust that people know how to convey the dream and the mission of the business. But if he puts it down, you know, sort of in a document, you know, and trains really good salespeople on how to convey the message, and if he can really get them to believe in what he's trying to do, then the salesman, his sales staff could almost definitely sell the business as well as he does. And it might just possibly be that the owner might just have to attend, you know, a 10-minute meeting just to meet the new clients to introduce them to the business. But all the groundwork can be done by, you know, by the sales staff.
Graham, that's where we have to leave it today. Thank you very, very much. Unfortunately, we are just completely out of time. As you know, we are running to, you know, late, and we will chat soon. God bless, and just have a wonderful week. That's Graham Shapiro and Kickstart 101.